Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, stream us live wherever you are on algoafm.co.za. 32 past 3 right now on your Algoa FM drive. I'm Gia Zawadi. And for our interview today, we're actually joined by the race director of the Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge powered by Algoa FM and the Isuzu 5150 Nelson Mandela Bay Triathlon. Welcome to Algoa FM, Varna Smith. How are you doing, Varna?
Hello, Kia and Algoa FM. It's going very well, thank you.
I'm sure you're super, super amped for this weekend, eh?
Yeah, we are super amped and we're running on adrenaline and yeah. It's all happening.
It is really all going down. I mean, you mentioned to me as well that the two, the CTC and the 5150, are merged into one. Can you explain how that works?
Yes, basically they start and finish on the swim at the same spot.
Yeah.
They use the same transition. And then on the bike course, the 5150 will do two laps, of which the CTC will do one lap on the on the bike course, and the same with the run course and the same finish line.
Aha. And how's the preparation going for race weekend?
Well, the Marine Drive Bridge is back and it went up on Sunday morning early.
Yeah.
So that's done. We're busy with transition. The finish line is taking shape and the athlete village is taking shape. So it's all happening and it's snowballing towards this weekend.
Sure. And we all have a lot of expectation for this weekend. You know, what can we expect from the two events building up to the race that's happening this coming Sunday?
Good. The Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM. It's a very long-standing event.
Yeah.
So that's a 400-meter swim and then a 20 bike and a 5 run. There is an element of racing between various relay teams. So there's great excitement about it, great chaos. So there's a lot of novice athletes who come in and do the race.
Yeah.
And then also the 50-on-50, we run that on the age group brackets, like we do Ironman with 18 to 24, 25 to 29, 30 to 34.
Yeah.
So it's a more of a structured race, but also a lot of fun. Both events offer athletes of various abilities an opportunity to try out a triathlon.
And tell me about the local businesses. Are there going to be many local businesses racing?
Yes, they always are. I can't name all of them because I might leave somebody out and then I'm in trouble. But Isuzu definitely has a number of teams, and Algoa FM and
yes.
Others. So yeah, so that's where the name Corporate Triathlon Challenge come from. Is yeah. It's a competition between different corporates in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Mm. And can people come down to come watch the races and how?
Yeah, we encourage them to actually come down and watch a race. It runs in this in the bracket between 6:30 in the morning until 11 o'clock. The Marine Drive Beach Road, from 2nd Avenue, you can drive all the way to the city past Drift Sands. So that portion is open on the city bound. The inbound from Drift Sands to 2nd Avenue is closed. And then Marine Drive is completely closed from 2nd Avenue all the way to just before the Nuertuk campsite.
I'm glad you mentioned that as well, because a lot of people are, you know, thinking about that one thing, just the road closures and how it's going to impact the traffic flow for the CTC and for the 5150.
Yeah, no, it is important. People must just allow a bit of extra time to come in and find parking and walk to where they want to be, whether they're athletes or spectators.
Mm-hmm. Algoa FM for the full road closures as well. You can check out our website on algoafm.co.za. And Varna, we are very, very excited for this weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Kia. Great chatting to you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.